This is JIS News. Coming up, 26 schools receive upgraded sanitary facilities through Petrocaribe Partnership, amnesty for public passenger vehicles, and HART trainees to repair JUTC buses. The details after this.
Back up your garbage and let us collect it. Jamaica's beauty is our duty.
NSWMA.
Now the news. 26 schools across the island have received upgraded bathroom facilities courtesy of a collaborative initiative between the Ministry of Education, Petrocaribe Development Fund, and the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JSIF. Under the initiative, designated schools from 10 parishes which previously utilized pit latrines had these replaced with modern sanitary facilities. Speaking recently at a ceremony at Milk River Primary for the handing over of bathrooms to the target schools in Middlesex, Managing Director of JSIF Scarlett Gillings said Jamaica stands to reap several benefits if proper sanitation practices are made a national priority.
The savings arise from proper sanitation systems, include reduced public health costs and avoidance of billions of dollars in income that can be lost when trade and production is discontinued because of possible disease outbreak.
The project was funded at a cost of approximately $178 million. Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies has announced an amnesty for persons who operate public passenger vehicles, PPVs, without the requisite road licenses. The amnesty is to take effect on April 1. It will apply to all geographical areas except those in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, KMTR, that are exclusively licensed to the Jamaica Urban Transit Company. Minister Davies says for the purpose of the amnesty, the boundaries of the KMTR are Manor Park, Papine and 11 miles in St. Andrew and Central Village in St. Catherine. The three-month amnesty will end on June 30.
Operators are therefore encouraged to utilize this opportunity, as after the June 30, 2013 deadline, no licenses will be issued for these routes and there will be a zero-tolerance approach by the Transport Authority and the police for those found to be operating without a road license.
Minister Davies says after the deadline, vehicles operating without the requisite road licenses will be seized and kept in storage until a road license is produced, or alternately, they are disposed of by the authority. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, and Heart Trust, NTA, have signed a memorandum of understanding that will see JUTC buses being repaired by Heart trainees. The repairs will be carried out at the JUTC depot on Lyndhurst Road in Kingston. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies said the initiative will save money and will also utilize the expertise of locally trained individuals.
We're simultaneously utilizing the expertise and training young people, and I deliberately meant young people, both men and women, through JAGAS, as well as we'll be saving significant amounts in terms of foreign exchange. And what we are seeking to do is to utilize our own young people, trained to the highest international capabilities, to carry out such rehabilitation.
Dr. Davies says part of the depot is to be reconfigured and retrofitted to ensure that the required work will be undertaken effectively. And the National Water Commission, NWC, is moving aggressively to implement measures to alleviate drought conditions expected to continue over the next 2 months. President of the NWC, Albert Gordon, says as part of its short-term plans, the commission has been contracting additional trucks to transport water to residents. He says the company currently has one truck per parish, and as such, it has been contracting private trucks to assist in supplying water to affected areas.
Based on our assessment, Minister, we need about 38 trucks to manage some of the areas now that are having serious problems with supply, including some areas that we don't normally supply, but that the demand is strong and they are pressing the NWC for assistance.
Mr. Gordon was addressing a drought management committee meeting recently. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.